So we'll take up Senate Bill 18, which is a bill to revise the state trunk highway system. Is there someone here that will present Senate Bill 18? Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Leon Schockenmeyer. I'm the Director of Planning and Engineering for the Department of Transportation. I'd like to address Senate Bill 18. This is legislation that we're bringing to you to culminate a process whereby the state of South Dakota, through the Department of Transportation, at times works with units of local government across the state to swap jurisdiction over state highways. This occurs for a number of reasons. For instance, sometimes we reroute a highway due to economic development in the area. Sometimes state highways change their function and purpose. And if you recall, 2 years ago, this legislative body enacted legislation that requires the Department of Transportation to negotiate and complete an agreement with the unit of local government prior to this jurisdictional swap. You might also recall that it is the legislature's function and role to determine what state highways we do have and those changes with those state highways. With your permission, I'd like to pass out a map. And that map, if you would pass it around, addresses the two particular state highways that this legislation addresses. One of them is South Dakota 37 in the Springfield area. It was necessary to reroute South Dakota 37 when Congress gave us the funds for the construction of the Running Water Bridge across the Missouri River. The existing route for South Dakota 37 was in a situation where it could not be economically improved, so we had to reroute South Dakota 37 just to the north of Springfield. We've successfully completed an agreement with Bonham County to take over the jurisdiction of 37 from the west city boundaries, south and west, to its former junction of South Dakota 37. The second project that we are proposing to transfer is what's known as Junction Avenue in the city of Sturgis. Again, an agreement has been successfully completed with the city of Sturgis. Under that agreement, we completely reconstructed Junction Avenue last year into a modern three-lane facility, and we're proposing that South Dakota 79 be rerouted, as you see on the accompanying map, in the black and blue routes, which would be known as LaSalle Avenue east-west through Sturgis, and of course Highway 90 past Sturgis. Those agreements are approved, and construction of both the projects have completed, and we request your approval of this bill.
Thank you, Leon. Are there other proponents of Senate Bill 18? Seeing none, are there questions of the sponsor, Representative Flowers?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Leon, I'm just curious, you know, as long as you're going to reroute Highway 37 down near Springfield, it would have seemed that they might, does that come over and then go direct up to 37 as it comes south, you know, where you hit the junction down there at 50? Will not go up to 50, though.
That north-south route that I believe you're talking about from 50 south is still in existence. Nothing was changed there. So it goes to that junction just to the north edge of the city of Springfield. And then that north-south segment goes north 7 or 8 miles to its junction at Tyndall.
Okay, so you have to go east and then come down to Springfield and then back west and then down across the Niobrara Bridge.
Yeah, if you were on Highway 50 traveling east or west, you'd go directly south to the northwest corner of Springfield, and then west those 4 or 5 miles, and then directly south to the new structure. Yes.
So I was talking about those. When you come down 37 from the north,
okay,
sometime or other, if that road is ever going to be really used, it would probably need to have something go straight on down. which is probably not in the works at this point in time.
That was one of the plans that was considered, Representative Flowers, and we conducted a number of public hearings down there. We received testimony from folks down there that were in support of both routes that we looked at. One was going straight north of the structure, mm-hmm. as I think you're talking about, and one is going the route that's in green right now. And what we thought we heard from those public hearings, and there were a number of them, was there was a stronger consensus for going the way that we chose to go here. But there was opposition, and there are other folks that wanted to go straight north also.
Isn't that an oil road currently going in, though, where you're taking it straight west there? Is that oil, or are you going to rebuild that?
That has been rebuilt. It was a gravel road, and we're going to resurface it. We're going to put a new service on it this summer. It was completely regraded.
But it was... It is all right now, though.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Right. Mm-hmm.
Representative Koistra.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Question, is this the only swap that we have of the highways for this fiscal year?
These are the only two for this year.
If I may follow up.
Go ahead.
I find your testimony to be somewhat confusing to try to follow up, and this is rather important because we've done these before, but without looking at a complete map, we do have... What you've sent out, I think in the future, be wise to, I know we have in our booklets, is what you're probably saying, I didn't bring my homework with me, okay? But I would like to see in the future that, probably an error on my part that I didn't bring it, but I think it's rather confusing to go along with something like this and not have the complete picture in front of us.
Okay, in other words, a complete state highway system map is what you're referring to?
Yes, on something of this magnitude, yes.
Okay.
Representative Elliott.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My question is regard to Highway 79 up in the Sturgis-Meade County area. Could you refresh my memory into how the decision was made to effect this proposal?
Well, this is not something that the Department of Transportation imposed on the city of Sturgis. This is something that was developed along with the city of Sturgis. When we approach a jurisdictional swap of any kind, we have to find something that both parties find mutually beneficial. It isn't a one-way agreement, it's a two-way agreement. And a number of years ago, there were negotiations started with rebuilding Junction Avenue, which was the current route of South Dakota 79. And the city of Sturgis, in working with them, raised their hand, and they had some ideas about how this should be rebuilt and how it should be located and the number of lanes and when it should be built. And we were through a series of negotiations that relate to other things that are also going on in Sturgis, came to a mutual beneficial agreement that there's something in it for both parties. And that's how these agreements take place. So we reconstructed Junction Avenue and by proposing to transfer it over to them. We put some more benefits into that project than we would normally have done, and there was something in it for the city of Sturgis to be gained.
Other questions? Representative Jim Peterson.
Just for my own education, when you do a swap like this, are all local government entities involved? Like if there's a town along the way, is that city government involved too? Or is it just the county commissioners in the state, or?
Okay, in terms of the formal parties to the agreement, it is the party or parties that have jurisdiction over the roads. And that might be a combination of a county or town or both. In these two particular cases, it was Bonham County only and Sturgis the city only. But if there are cities along the route, for instance, where we transfer, yes, we do have public hearings and talk to the county commission or whoever the affected entities are.
Representative Tupol.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So if I understand you correctly on this Sturgis project, then the city was in agreement with this before the reconstruction ever took place?
Absolutely.
Junction Avenue.
Yes.
And so what this will do, will transfer that segment then of Junction Avenue from the interstate up to Lazelle. That will put that into the jurisdiction of the city of Sturgis?
That is correct.
And then Highway 79 will be routed up to exit 30?
Yes, that's correct.
And then the city of Sturgis would be responsible for any maintenance on that Junction Avenue?
That's correct.
And they're in agreement with that?
Yes, they are.
Representative Gordon Peterson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was up for the first part of this, but I think I know what's going on. Back in 1980, I believe we had an agreement. That's when we started putting stuff, getting rid of corners, getting old roads that people needed and so forth, turning them back to local entities of government. At that time, getting to the root of my question, at that time we said the DOT had to bring that up to grade before you turn it over. It means that if it's a primary road, is it the primary state? If it's secondary, it's a secondary state. Or if it's township, it's to whatever the state of the township road is. Brought them up to speed before you turned them over. And this is part of that same thing that's going on today.
Yes, it is.
It's the road you don't need anymore, but you get them to take them, you do this, and then it benefits everybody.
Construction is completed in both cases. And the existing routes have been improved in both cases.
I've seen a number of them, and it's a good deal. Thank you.
Hearing no further questions, are there any opponents to Senate Bill 18? Opponents to Senate Bill 18? Hearing none, we'll close the public hearing.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Connold.
I move due pass.
A motion due pass on Senate Bill 18. Is there a second?
Second.
Representative Gordon Peterson. Discussion on the motion. Representative Flowers.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, I kind of had a question, but maybe it's too late to ask it, but I guess my curiosity was, is that section is turned over to the city, will that still be allowable for trucks to go down there to connect to Highway 34, or will they have to go out and go down the interstate on their own?
Can you speak for the city, anybody?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. My name is Dennis Langeth. I'm the Deputy Secretary. The answer to the question is the state or the Department of Transportation will route, or their truck route will be on 3479, which goes down LaSalle out to exit 30. The city is not going to prohibit trucks on Junction Avenue, though.
Thank you. Well, my question, the reason I asked that is we happen to have one truck that's a triple axle truck, and we go to the sale barn in Sturgis. If we have to go up on that interstate, it's a $2 permit to drive that 2 miles down to if you get caught. I mean, you can chance it, but
yep.
Or you can go down the, if you go down normally, we would go down that other route and
sailboard and in right here.
It's right here in the corner.
It's right here in the corner. So
that was my question. Does the state allow that if you're on a truck route? It's on the interstate for a mile. $2.
Okay. Leon and Denny, would you both sign in, please?
Yes.
Thanks. Okay. This, having served on the Transportation Commission, as Representative Gordon Peterson said, this process has been going on for years. And I guess in the time that I served 8 years on that commission, and then this is my ninth year in the legislature, and the only agreement that came before the Transportation Committee and before the commission was an agreement, I believe it was down in, was it Clearfield? Down in, And the county commission had made an agreement with the Department of Transportation and then some citizens went into a tirade. They wanted a road to be built down to nowhere that went into Nebraska. But this is a good policy that's working well. And as Leon informed us, it takes agreement on both sides. And it takes the agreement of the county, the city, whoever the parties are involved. And I would encourage your affirmative vote. Hearing no further discussion, Representative Flowers.
Well, just a little comment on that. It's a nowhere road, but as I remember those folks when they were testifying, they thought it did go somewhere.
Yeah.
They were pretty adamant about it, if you remember.
I know.
They're going to spend quite a little money to make sure it happens. Some real money.
The road still goes nowhere. Hearing no further discussion on Senate Bill 18, those in favor of the bill say aye. Opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Abdallah?
Aye.
Ellis?
Aye.
Flowers?
Aye.
Grizzly?
Aye.
Hennies?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Canole?
Aye.
Clark?
Aye.
Jim Peterson?
Aye.
Kupel?
Aye.
Van Norman?
Nay.
Gordon Peterson?
Aye.
Budrick?
Aye. Senate Bill 18, having received an affirmative vote of 12-1, goes to the floor with due pass. Representative Peterson, would you